I'm glad that the report is finally out. It's been a long 3.5 years to wait to get this report. As for the contents of the report, I'm absolutely horrified with the practices that have gone on up at Aberdeen. I mean, it was the worst case scenario, was exactly what they reported in. The combined cremations of adults and children. It was just absolutely disgusting.
The reason why you've been so affected by this is, I believe, you lost your son when he was very young indeed. Yeah. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, I lost my son Scott to a cot death in 2006. He died on the 14th of December 2006 and was cremated up at Hazelhead on December the 27th, 2006. He was only a month old.
Obviously today we've been hearing from a lot of people, but one of those is Angela Scott. She's the Chief Executive of Aberdeen City Council. What have you made, I suppose, of the conduct of the City Council throughout this process of the investigation?
I think right along the board from the Aberdeen City Council has been very questionable, to be as honest as I can. It's been very questionable. Just the fact they've denied it and said that everything was correct, present and correct, and you know, Barney Crockett came out and said there was no faults up at Aberdeen a few years ago. They'd done their own internal audit and they'd found no failings, and as it comes along, it's all proved to be a lie and they've had nothing to do with this.
The report, as you said, it's you described that as worst case scenario. Do you think that'll be shared by the other parents who are in a similar position as well?
Quite possibly. I think a lot of the parents are happy to just sort of try and draw a line in it and move on. For me, personally, like I said, it's the worst case scenario. I've read in the report where it says putting the two bodies together made the difference between getting home at 7 o'clock or getting home at 8 o'clock. Just incomprehensible in my head. How we do the two together just to get home an hour early.